Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, hello, everyone. You are listening to episode number 9 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. So in this week's episode, this is super interesting because I recorded a whole other podcast, was about to release it today, and last night, literally in the middle of the night, I got inspired to talk to you guys about this subject. I put a note in my phone right when I thought about it, and I am a strong believer in trusting your intuition. So I'm going to trust in mine and go along with it and release that other one on another week. Today's topic is your mental fitness and why it's important to focus not only on your physical fitness, but on your mental fitness as well. Now, developing optimal health includes upgrading your mental fitness. And this is how I define being quote unquote mentally fit: maintaining a state of well-being and cultivating an awareness of how we think, our emotions, and how we behave. When we are mentally fit, we recognize more situations that we get to choose. We are less reactive and more reflective. We start letting go of stress in a healthier way, as opposed to just hanging on to it or numbing out or doing something super unhealthy. We recognize it, we're aware of it, and we start to cope with stress in a healthier way. Why is it that some people can go to the gym every single day, look amazing, but still feel kind of gross on the inside, still feel like something is going on? It's because there needs to be an upgrade in their mental fitness game. So check this. Our brains carry thoughts along neural pathways, which get created and reinforced over time. So this is how you can think about it. You know how you take your way to work, you do the same way to work every single day, or drop your kids off at school the same way every single time. It does become like autopilot. You know, you keep going and going on that. That is sort of how you can see neural pathway connections in your brain. It's the same thing that's getting hit over and over and over, and it's being reinforced and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So as we build mental fitness, we recognize that we have the ability to identify other options. We get to shift our perspective and choose another route. So we can literally start to create new neural pathway connections that are healthier for us, healthier behavior patterns. That is part of being mentally fit. So as we are able to become more mentally fit, we are more present versus distracted, not only with ourselves, but in our home, in our community, at our jobs, wherever. We have improved cognitive function. We have better focus, better, faster processing speed, communication skills go higher, our time management becomes better. There is so much goodness that comes out of working on your mental fitness. It will help you develop more positive habits in all areas of your life. That's what we're talking about here. That's what I created Her Wellness Reset Podcast for. It's not just go hard or go home at the gym, building muscle. It's also building those mental muscles. It's also creating new neural pathway connections in your brain that will help you on your path to optimal health. Not that we won't ever feel, I've said this before, we won't ever feel those lower vibration, lower frequency emotions. We are human. We are going to feel them. But as we become more mentally fit, we're able to recognize those situations and cope with them better and faster and in healthier ways. So some ways to help with our mental fitness: For one thing, it's mindfulness. I'm a huge advocate for mindfulness. I started meditating in 2020, actually, and I haven't stopped. I have formed that habit and I kept going, and I am such a believer in meditation. Now, meditation can look different from person to person. You don't have to sit cross-legged with your hands out and go, like for an hour. That doesn't have to be your form of meditation. I didn't start there. I started with 5 minutes of guided meditation, closing my eyes, and it was rough, guys. It was kind of hard to sort of shut down the brain because you always think of your to-do list, right? And it is hard to sit down in the middle of the day or at the beginning of the day and just calm your mind. Now, I would do this 4 or 5 minutes at the beginning of my day, and then I started doing it 5 minutes at the beginning, 5 minutes at the end, and then over time, I started to increase the time, and now I'm able to meditate faster and longer, and it is a game changer. So taking in some mindfulness in your way, starting with a smaller amount of time and then building your way up, is a great way to start incorporating mindfulness. Another way is breathing techniques. Maybe you don't necessarily want to dip into the world of meditation. What about breathing techniques? There are different ones that you can look up. For one example is the sevens, where you're breathing in for 7 seconds, you're holding it for 7 seconds, and you're releasing it for 7 seconds. That is a breathing technique that you can start incorporating today to start bringing in more mindfulness throughout your day, to calm the body, to start becoming more mentally fit. Another thing is learning a new skill. This is probably the biggest one for me that I've noticed the biggest difference with. Like, if I am not learning, then I feel off. I feel a little irritable. So I like to learn something every single day. And it doesn't have to take a long time. I know it may feel like, oh my gosh, I don't have any time to learn a new skill. But it could be learning about anything that you're interested in. It could be maybe you're interested in, I don't know, anything. You can look it up real quick on YouTube. You can read. There's so many different avenues that you can take to start learning a little bit more. And it doesn't take more than a couple minutes to have an aha click moment in your brain. And that's sort of what you want to look for, is learning, incorporating those learning skills every day. Because what happens, especially when we're moms over time, we tend to stop learning about things that we are genuinely interested in. We learn about the strollers and the diapers and the schools and the this and the that. But what about something that you are genuinely interested in? That is what's going to kind of light up your brain. That's what's going to give that excitement. That's what's going to help you become more mentally fit. Another thing, side note here. For learning a new skill, this is going to sound a little silly, but it's something that does incorporate learning and it makes my brain think. I have started writing with my left hand every single day. I just write my name 5 times every single day with my less dominant hand, with my left hand. I will also brush my teeth with the left hand on occasion just to like get my brain moving in the morning, you know, just something different for your brain. Another thing you can start doing is practicing gratitude. Attitude of gratitude, right? When you start to bring in more gratitude throughout your day, you are kind of training your brain to scan for that. You are training your brain to bring in more things that you're grateful for. You will start to notice them more. That is one way to become more mentally fit. Another fun way that you can start to become more mentally fit and engage your brain is literally take a different way back home or to work or from the school. Like, go a way that you aren't used to. Something that is going to make you focus and make your brain think a little bit harder. One other fun thing that I do that I've been doing recently is noticing new things throughout my day. So I'll take the same kind of walk every day. Sometimes I'll switch it up every now and then and do a hike, but the same route walk every day, I will try to notice something different that I didn't notice yesterday or the day before. So for today's walk, I noticed these in the cement. There were leaves stamped in the cement, and I hadn't noticed that before. And it's stuff like that. They're like, huh, I've been walking this path every single day, and I've never noticed that. Your brain is starting to scan for different things now. That is a way to become more mentally fit. Use your brain. Tap into your senses. Another thing is savoring moments. And I don't just mean savoring your food and just taking it in, although that's so, so good. I also mean being present, savoring moments with your family, savoring moments where you're looking at a sunset or you're just looking at the sky. I've been noticing myself doing that a lot recently because the sky has been so beautiful here lately with the clouds just in these different like shapes. And so I've been noticing that, noticing the palm trees, noticing the breeze, savoring these moments in nature. So take some time to do these things. I'll go over the list again one more time. Here are some ways to help you become more mentally fit. Number one, mindfulness. Whatever that looks like for you. Maybe that looks like breathing techniques. Maybe that looks like grounding your feet outside. Maybe that's starting to dip into the world of meditation, starting at 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Maybe it's prayer, whatever it looks like for you. Learning a new skill, something that you are actually interested in. Maybe picking up an old skill and start practicing on a daily basis. Nothing too crazy. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to take forever. It could be writing your name 5 times with your left hand. It could be exploring something that you love in a book or on YouTube and you watch it for 5 minutes and you have an aha moment. Another thing is practicing gratitude, just listing out the ways. It's helpful if you write it down, maybe in your phone, but I actually like putting the pen to the paper. 3 things that I'm grateful for every single day. Bonus points if you do that at the beginning and the end of your day, because then you're really starting your day with gratitude and ending your day with gratitude, as opposed to starting your day with, ugh, another day, or ending your day with everything that you did wrong, right? We do that a lot. Also, taking a different route home or to school or whatever, not using your GPS and getting a little bit lost, just a little bit, you know, using your brain. We haven't used that. We have the GPS lately. So just activating that side of your brain will help you become more mentally fit. Noticing new things throughout your day that you hadn't noticed before. For my example, on my walk, notice something different on your walk. And then savoring moments, taking a second to just really take in moments, use your senses and just become aware of your surroundings and what's going on and take it in. And I'm talking about the beauty within your surroundings, the beauty within these moments. That is all part of becoming mentally fit. As much as we're focusing on our physical fitness, let's focus on our mental and emotional wellness so that we can become overall a healthier person, a healthier version of us for ourselves, for our family, and for the community. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I'll talk to you next week.